Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Hello and welcome to How's the Josh podcast show. I'm Omkar Chaudhary, your host. Just hang in there. We have got super talented, versatile actor who has pleased us through his prolific performances in Suleiman Kida, The Chores, Thinkistan, and many more. He has done a lot of TV commercials, short films, feature films, and many more. It's not easy to match his moves. He's handsome, people's love, creative, and innovative Navin Kasturia. Welcome, Navin, on the show.
Hey, Omkar. Thank you for having me here.
Definitely. And before we begin, how's Navin?
Excellent, sir.
Lovely. Let's just move on with this. So if you trace back your journey right from the childhood, what it is? Like, what influenced you to be an actor?
You know, actually, when I was in school, I was a huge film buff. So I was always attracted to this field. But you never really know, till the time you reach there. So I was attracted to it, so I would think about it. I was also doing skits and all. I remember I wrote my first skit in school when I was in class 7th. And I was actively taking part in my house plays. But then, you know, once I was in high school, I took up science and I started preparing for engineering. So then I got into engineering college. So I wouldn't say that I decided to become an actor when I was in school. But how, jise kehte na, poot ke पैर पालने में दिख जाते हैं ऐसे करके कुछ एक फ्रेज होता है सो हाँ आई थिंक द डिजायर टू गेट इनटू समथिंग इन लाइक दिस वाज ऑलवेज देयर
डेफिनेटली सो हैज यू सेड दैट देयर वाज अ काइंड ऑफ अ डिजायर लाइक यू नो मैचिंग अप विद दिस डिजायर यू रियली स्टार्टेड योर ओन कंपनी दैट इज अ राइट क्लिक एंटरटेनमेंट एंड व्हेन यू डायरेक्टेड एंड यू रोट द प्ले खेल खेल में सो व्हेन वी स्पीक अबाउट खेल खेल में आई थिंक दैट वाज योर फर्स्ट अटेम्प्ट टुवर्ड्स समथिंग मोर क्रिएटिव ऑन अ लार्जर स्केल Right?
Yeah, that's true. See, I was also directing plays when I was in college. I got more into it though. I remember even when I was 11th and 12th, I was directing and writing and acting in my own skits, but those were smaller skits. So when I got into college, I made a few more plays. But again, they were not proper original plays. They were like more or less adapted from things that I'd seen on camera or something like that. So, Khel Khel Mein happened after I had finished my college, you know. I wanted to make something of my own. I wanted to stay in touch with this. I was also getting bored in my job. So, I think that's how I, you know, I came across this story, which was about Charandas Chor. So, I adapted something from there. In fact, my first scene is very similar to what happens in that story. But then, after that, it's an original stuff. And it had about 40 actors and it was set in, you know, 18th century. So I had a lot of fun making it.
All right. So like this first attempt was really very marvelous. And I think really it was a very household show. And whatever I've heard about Khel Khel Mein, I think the reviews were really excellent. Moving on, when you moved to Bombay actually in the year 2008, 2009, and then you started assisting the films as an assistant director, like you, the certain films, if I'm supposed to name, then it was like Jashan in 2009, then you have LSD, then Chengai. So what made you think, like, you know, if I'm going to get into an industry, I really should start being an AD? So what made you think that AD was your call?
When I came to Bombay, I was, you know, honestly, I didn't have, I was not thinking of becoming an actor. I was always interested in acting, but I thought I just can't go to people and tell them that I want to act in films, because I always felt that there's so many, there would be so many like me. So I would also write, you know, and I would think about stories. I thought I would make my own films and then act in them. So I think, and to direct, I thought assisting something should be the first step if I want to start directing and making my own films. So that's how I got into assistant direction.
All right. And how was it like? How was it for you to be on the set and see and enjoy the whole stuff? Like, did you feel a bit of a connection with the film at that time?
Of course. It was outstanding. And I used to find it extremely surreal. I was, because I was always a film buff. And I was getting to see, you know, the process by which the films are, you know, are made. So so I was enjoying every bit of it, yeah. Though I think assistant, the job of an AD is more like a production guy. So it was a very, it was not a very creative job. But I got a chance to be on set and work with the directors I've always admired. So yeah, it was lovely being on set.
Definitely. So like today, if we speak about 2019, one of the highlights that you would ever speak about is The Thinkistan, which released a month ago.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Definitely. So like whenever a director or someone approaches you with a script, what is your approach towards it? Like how do you select a script or how do you say, yes, I want to act in such and such web series or I want to act in a certain film? So what is your perspective when it comes to script?
See, it's very difficult to say. There's one thing that I'm looking for in a script, you know, there is like each one of us has so many stories and there are a thousand ways of telling a story. So I wouldn't say it's not my decision is not based on any genre or if the script, if the idea, if the character, if they move me, if I connect with them, you know, and if I sense, I mean, if they excite me, it's how you choose whenever you have to sit and watch a story, you know, you're quite open-minded. You don't really think much about it. But if you let the story engage you on its own. So this is what I do. I don't go with any preconceived notions in my head that these are the kind of things that I want to do. So if the story excites me or if it moves me, if it entertains me, if it engages me, and the same with the director and or the role, you know, if all these things work, I go for it. Yeah. I mean, like having said that, I am not someone who comes across lots of great scripts. So if I find anything that excites me in the script, in the project, I go for it. Yeah.
Lovely. So it's truly something when it clicks you, I think you really say yes for it.
Yeah. Yeah. For Thinkistan, I would say, you know, for most of the times I still meet a lot of people. I try reading the scripts, but for Thinkistan, when I met the director, and I had a very small meeting with him. It was a 30-minute meeting and he narrated me the concept and he took me through the show. And I'm not talking about the first season. He talked about things that are going to happen in subsequent seasons. I hope we get to make other seasons as well. So I was very excited, like very, very attracted to this world here. I hadn't touched this world. I hadn't seen this world. And the part also that was being offered to me was very different. So, you know, it's always... The world you're getting into. Even when I was approached for something like Bose, I hadn't done anything of that sort. So obviously the world was different, the role was different. So, you know, and so yeah, of course, if the things are different, the world is different, I get attracted to it. But again, that is not a prerequisite. It could be the same world, but if the treatment is different, I'll again be attracted to it.
All right. So, yeah. So if I have to ask you, what was your most challenging role till the date, then what the answer will be?
Most challenging? I think, I don't think I've done a lot of work, but I think both these roles were quite challenging. It's difficult to pick one. Darbari Lal in Bose and Amit Srivastav in Thinkistan. I think both were... quite challenging, I think.
Well, that was it for today. Now we meet on next Saturday. Until we meet, take care, be happy, and most importantly, be full of Josh. Thank you.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Lowe's knows that no matter your paint project, saving is at the top of your list. That's why when you shop today, you can buy one, get one free select Valspar and HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams one coat coverage interior paints via rebate. Shop these deals in-store or online today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Rebate in form of Visa gift card equal to 100% off the second eligible item purchased before or after applicable discounts, if any. See details. Offer ends 7/9.